Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, as they have two more games at home coming up this week on Wednesday, the 14th, against Alaska Fairbanks, and then Saturday, Western Oregon. 7 o'clock start time against Alaska Fairbanks, and a special time on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Alterowitz Gym. Kevin, nice start to the GNAC season in defeating Northwest Nazarene to start the season, and then coming up that Saturday, you lost to Seattle Pacific. Let's focus on the first game first. The first half, I thought a very, very competitive game. I thought the second half, and certainly I haven't seen you play every game this year, but I've seen you at home. I thought that second half was some of your best basketball up to this point of the season.
Yeah, it really was. We played well on both ends right out of the halftime. The first half was very highly competitive. Both teams, I thought, were playing very hard. We didn't shoot particularly well, but they had a lot to do with that. But in the second half, we got the lead there, and they really focused a lot on Alira. And I thought Chantel did a very nice job of getting into the lane with a variety of little 5-6 footers, and her offensive ability really helped us in that game. But we played well as a team on both ends of the floor, and that was a good win against a very good Nazarene team.
Yeah, and certainly, and I know you probably get tired of sometimes always talking about Alira, but it seems like every game out, you know, she's scoring 20, near 30 points, and she gets held, I think, to 14 in that game. And again, I think it was a good example of something that you've kind of been stressing throughout the year, and sometimes we forget it, but you've got a lot of players on this team that can step up, and certainly that was the case that night.
Yeah, they really focused on her, and so that she wasn't going to get as many points, so other people were going to get some shots, and I think they delivered. We had a pretty balanced scoring attack all evening, and we're okay with that as long as we come out on top. So Alira really sets up some people to have some good games offensively, and we have to take advantage of that, and luckily we did.
Certainly in the rebounding department, got a big game from Jen Smith. We'll talk about Jen a little bit later, because Jen actually re-aggravated an injury against Seattle Pacific. But 14 rebounds, and anytime you can get that. And you got good support on the boards from other players, including Kayla Ryan. But 14 rebounds in one game against a pretty good Nazarene team off the glass. That was a pretty impressive night for Jen as well.
That was very impressive. Jen's 5'10", and that might be pushing it. She's not that big. She's just very competitive, tough-minded, does a lot of the dirty work, has really matured over the years and become a great leader for us, and just really sets the tone defensively for us, and is a tough matchup on offense because she has the ability to drive the ball, and she can hit the shot there. She's enjoying a very good year and just did a great job that night.
You actually alluded to it. I thought Chantel Marcus's performance in the second half against Northwest Nazarene was one of the better halves of basketball I've seen in a very long time. You know, players get hot from time to time, and you'll see somebody come in and, you know, knock down 30 points kind of out of nowhere. But to have the kind of all-around effort she had defensively, offensively, on the boards, she nearly had a triple-double. I mean, that was, I thought... for that 20 minutes, you just couldn't play a whole lot better than Chantel did.
No, she played really almost the perfect half. I mean, offensively, she was wonderful. Defensively, she was all over the place. She blocked shots. She got rebounds. She's so good in transition. And I'm just fortunate to have her on our team. She can change the game in many ways. Even if she's not shooting very well, she can still help us do other things. So that's just a tribute to her. I mean, she's very talented. She also understands the game very well. She thinks one step ahead, has that ability, and very few players do. So we're just fortunate to have her.
One player that certainly is, frankly, one of my favorite on MSUB's team, I thought had a very good weekend, and we can talk about her performance against SPU too, but Jatan Metters. Of course, I've been watching her a long time from her years at Billings Senior, and I thought Jatan had some very solid moments this weekend as well.
I'm real proud of Jatan. She's really upped her game to another level recently. She's very focused. I think that happens because she's a senior, but she's penetrating maybe in the past sometimes she's been just a little bit passive, and she's erring on the aggressive side now, and she's starting to knock down some shots, and she's just a great person and leader, and she's very tough. She's also, you know, if we need to stop somebody on the perimeter, we put her on her. She really can control the other team's point guard or whoever we need to. So kudos to Jet. She's doing great.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menhold, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coaches Show coming up.
Your Billing, Sheridan, Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue, along with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women, Kevin Wooden, as they get set for games Wednesday. Great Northwest Athletic Conference games, and a couple of important ones, obviously, as they'll be facing a couple of pretty good teams, again, in Alaska, Fairbanks, and then on Saturday, Western Oregon. Coach, let's talk about Seattle Pacific. Again, you were coming off a nice win over Northwest Nazarene, where I thought you played a great second half. I thought particularly early on in this game, despite the fact that in the end Seattle Pacific came out on top, I thought that first 8-10 minutes of basketball, again, was some great basketball on the part of your team. It seemed like you came out with a lot of energy.
We really did. We were mentally ready. We know how good they are. I think they're even better than last year. They got Burns, the transfer, who's just phenomenal. And then they just have Hill inside, and they just have depth as well. They're one of the, I think, a top 10 team in the nation. But we came out with the right frame of mind. We were executing well. And really most of the first half was just really kind of a joy to watch as a spectator. It was athletic. It was fast. It was people making plays. I thought the last 2 minutes of the half, we gave them a little 5-0 run to go down 7. That was kind of a critical time because they actually started the second half better than us. But the game was closer than the score indicated. But they, you have to give them credit. They're outstanding, and at least at this point, they're a little bit above us. And hopefully, by the time we play again at the end of the month, we will have improved more than them.
I don't want to overstate this, but it did seem like maybe the team lost a little momentum when Jen Smith went down with a shoulder injury. The reason I don't want to overstate it is I think the players that came in for her, including Callie Kaltzman, Mandy Jacobs, and the rest of your bench, I think played some pretty good ball for you. But nonetheless, it did seem like maybe there was a little bit of an adjustment there after Jen went out, and it seemed like it kind of stopped your momentum there for a little while.
I probably did. I mean, you take any team, take their best defensive player inside away, it's going to hurt you. But, you know, injuries happen in this game all the time. You just hope that they're not permanent, and we don't think Jen's is. She took a hard fall onto that shoulder area, and we just couldn't risk getting her back in until she'd been evaluated at halftime. So it's difficult because she really is our defensive leader verbally, as well as she makes sure people are in the correct positions. We signal them through her, and she's just, quite frankly, just a great competitor. So we did miss her, but it's not an excuse, and we just hope that she'll be back.
You had around 30 turnovers in the game, and I know that probably had something to do with the fact that, Seattle Pacific was able to get some points off transition. But, you know, for the most part, and Seattle Pacific just shot lights out. Frankly, I think in the second half they were around 64%, just about 60% for the game. But again, sitting there commentating during the game, a lot of those shots were hotly contested, so it wasn't just a question that the defense was struggling. I thought they really took some hard shots, and they just seemed to can them.
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, I think they got 30 points off of turnovers. I thought we had about 21, and actually they had more turnovers than us. for the game as far as statistically, but they did a better job of turning turnovers directly into points, and that's because of their shooting percentage. And it didn't matter if it was a layup or a jumper or outside. They were just in rhythm, and give them credit. We really struggled with guarding them. They run their stuff very well, and we just couldn't match them with the baskets on the other end, and that's why they pulled away, and that's why they're one of the premier teams in the country. And but overall, again, I was really pretty pleased with how we played.
Certainly, there were a lot of positives, particularly, you know, if you take a look at it from some individual standpoints. Callie Stanhope, I assume that's a career high for her as she gets into double digits. You know, she comes in at the guard position, offers some great minutes for you, I thought. Callie Kautzman, again, had some great minutes for you. Mandy Jacobs was solid. She took a couple of shots I couldn't believe didn't fall. It was just one of those nights, just gorgeous shots. And I was like, oh, man, how did that not go in? Quinn Halverson came in. Those are just some examples. But the starting five, Alira has 15 in the first half. You got some good minutes out of a lot of folks. Again, it was just a question that, you know, in the end, it just maybe a little bit too much Falcon.
Yep, they were just better than us. They just played better than us in the second half, and they deserved to win. And, you know, we win or lose, we just move on. And I think playing a team of that quality this early will help us, and hopefully this week we'll come to play and be able to come out on top.
It was interesting as I was seeing some of the girls come out of the locker room after the game. It didn't seem like a team that had just, you know, got beat on their home floor. I mean, I know this is a very competitive basketball team. They want to win every game. But they did seem to have a very positive attitude in terms of the practices this week. And I know it's early, obviously, in that process. But again, it doesn't seem like a team that's particularly down that knows that best just to put this one beside them and move on.
Well, that's my philosophy, that we don't get two up or two down. I mean, we just have a lot of games. There's bigger games down the road. Right now, they really don't mean that much. As you get to the last maybe six or eight of them, and people are trying to jockey into position, we'll see where we are then. Hopefully, we'll still be in the running for some postseason bursts. But my players give everything they got, so I can't go in there and really complain. We just got beat by a better team that night, and we'll regroup, and we hope that we'll be able to come out on top this week against Fairbanks and Western Oregon.
We'll be talking about that coming up in the third part of this Coach's Show, the Yellow Jacket Coach's Show, brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coach's Show coming up next.
Yellowstone County Implement, your John Deere dealer in Billings, is your headquarters for John Deere Ag, Lawn and Garden, Compact and Utility Tractors, Commercial Mowing and Compact Construction Equipment. At Yellowstone County Implement, we back our equipment with a highly trained and experienced service staff and a huge parts inventory. Stop and see us at 5121 Midland Road, just east of the Holiday Inn, and find out why Yellowstone County Implement is the place to buy.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women, Kevin Wooden. Coming up on Wednesday the 14th, Alaska Fairbanks, and then Saturday at 2 o'clock against Western Oregon. That Alaska Fairbanks tip-off time is at 7 o'clock here at Alterowitz. Coach, what sort of things have you been really trying to shore up this weekend that you hope will lead to some success against these, two GNAC teams?
Well, we really can't do too much differently because it's just such a short turnaround. We took Sunday off, and we will, you know, practice briefly on Monday and Tuesday, but it's not like we can reinvent the wheel. We're doing a lot of good things, and we just hope that we compete on defense and then our shots will fall. But Fairbanks is coached by a new coach in Daryl Smith, who will have them very ready. They actually returned quite a few players this year, and we were able to beat them twice last year, but they were very close and competitive games. So on paper, it's going to be you know, a tough challenge for us. And second game's Western Oregon. Greg Bruce has been there. This is either third or fourth year, and each year they've made another step of improvement. I know he really likes his team this year. I think they're off. They've already won five or six games, and he does a great job. So we will have our hands full, but that's the way you really like it. And if we play well, I think we'll have the opportunity to win.
And certainly important, too, because following these games, you go on the road. First game is going to be against a very good Central Washington team, and then against Western Washington on January 22nd and the 24th. So you obviously want to go on the road with some momentum.
Yep, that would be the plan, try to come out on top. But again, it's week to week, and whatever happens, we will wipe the slate clean and try to approach the next ones. But we're happy that this week's at home, and we hope to get, like you said, a little bit of momentum as we head towards the road the following week.
Just a quick question regarding Jen Smith, and I know that there's some issues talking about injuries and things with players, but you said earlier that this wasn't something that was going to be a year-long thing. Is it possible we could see Jen this week?
Yeah, I think it's possible. She's just going to do treatment on Monday, and she's very sore. But as far as the extent of the injury, it's really unknown and just day by day. And I do know if she can play, she has a high pain tolerance. She will be out there. But we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Coach Kevin Wooden, again, congratulations on the nice win over Northwest Nazarene, getting a split to start the season, and best of luck this week.
Thank you, Ken.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. And join us next week for the Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone. Walker and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coach's Show coming up next. Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women, Kevin Wooden. Coming up on Wednesday the 14th, Alaska Fairbanks, and then Saturday at 2 o'clock against Western Oregon. That Alaska Fairbanks tip-off time is at 7 o'clock here at Alterowitz. Coach, what sort of things have you been really trying to shore up this weekend that you hope will lead to some success against these, two GNAC teams?
Well, we really can't do too much differently because it's just such a short turnaround. We took Sunday off, and we will, you know, practice briefly on Monday and Tuesday, but it's not like we can reinvent the wheel. We're doing a lot of good things, and we just hope that we compete on defense and that our shots will fall. But Fairbanks is coached by a new coach in Daryl Smith, who will have them very ready. They actually returned quite a few players this year, and we were able to beat them twice last year, but they were very close and competitive games. So on paper, it's going to be a tough challenge for us. And second game's Western Oregon. Greg Bruce has been there. This is either third or fourth year, and each year they've made another step of improvement. I know he really likes his team this year. I think they've already won five or six games, and he does a great job. So we will have our hands full, but that's the way you really like it. And if we play well, I think we'll have the opportunity to win.
And certainly important, too, because following these games, you go on the road. First game is going to be against a very good Central Washington team, and then against Western Washington on January 22nd and the 24th. So you obviously want to go on the road with some momentum.
Yep, that would be the plan. Try to come out on top. But again, it's week to week, and whatever happens, we will wipe the slate clean and try to approach the next ones. But we're happy that this week's at home, and we hope to get, like you said, a little bit of momentum as we head towards the road the following week.
Just a quick question regarding Jen Smith, and I know that there's some issues talking about injuries and things with players, but you said earlier that this wasn't something that was going to be a year-long thing. Is it possible we could see Jen this week?
Yeah, I think it's possible. She's just going to do treatment on Monday, and she's very sore. But as far as the extent of the injury, it's really unknown and just day by day. And I do know if she can play, she has a high pain tolerance, she will be out there. But we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Coach Kevin Wooden, again, congratulations on the nice win over Northwest Nazarene, getting a split to start the season, and best of luck this week.
Thank you, Ken.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. And join us next week for the Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone. Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, Ken Adelblue, along with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women, Kevin Wooden, as they get set for games Wednesday. Great Northwest Athletic Conference games, and a couple of important ones, obviously, as they'll be facing a couple of pretty good teams, again, in Alaska, Fairbanks, and then on Saturday, Western Oregon. Coach, let's talk about Seattle Pacific. You were coming off a nice win over Northwest Nazarene, where I thought you played a great second half. I thought particularly early on in this game, despite the fact that in the end, Seattle Pacific came out on top. I thought that first 8-10 minutes of basketball, again, was some great basketball on the part of your team. It seemed like you came out with a lot of energy.
We really did. We were mentally ready. We know how good they are. I think they're even better than last year. They got Burns, the transfer, who's just phenomenal. And then they just have Hill inside, and they just have depth as well. They're one of the, I think, a top 10 team in the nation. But we came out with the right frame of mind. We were executing well. And really most of the first half was just really kind of a joy to watch as a spectator. It was athletic. It was fast. It was people making plays. I thought the last 2 minutes of the half, we gave them a little 5-0 run to go down 7. That was kind of a critical time because they actually started the second half better than us. But the game was closer than the score indicated. But they, you have to give them credit. They're outstanding, and at least at this point, they're a little bit above us. And hopefully, by the time we play again at the end of the month, we will have improved more than them.
I don't want to overstate this, but it did seem like maybe the team lost a little momentum when Jen Smith went down with a shoulder injury. The reason I don't want to overstate it is I think the players that came in for her, including Callie Kaltzman, Mandy Jacobs, and the rest of your bench, I think played some pretty good ball for you. But nonetheless, it did seem like maybe there was a little bit of an adjustment there after Jen went out, and it seemed like it kind of stopped your momentum there for a little while.
I probably did. I mean, you take any team, take their best defensive player inside away, it's going to hurt you. But, you know, injuries happen in this game all the time. You just hope that they're not permanent, and we don't think Jen's is. She took a hard fall onto that shoulder area, and we just couldn't risk getting her back in until she'd been evaluated at halftime. So it's difficult because she really is our defensive leader verbally, as well as she makes sure people are in the correct positions. We signal them through her, and she's just, quite frankly, just a great competitor. So we did miss her, but it's not an excuse, and we just hope that she'll be back.
You had around 30 turnovers in the game, and I know that probably had something to do with the fact that Seattle Pacific was able to get some points off transition. But, you know, for the most part, and Seattle Pacific just shot lights out. Frankly, I think in the second half they were around 64%, just about 60% for the game. But again, sitting there commentating during the game, a lot of those shots were hotly contested, so it wasn't just a question that the defense was struggling. I thought they really took some hard shots, and they just seemed to can them.
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, I think they got 30 points off of turnovers. I thought we had about 21, and actually they had more turnovers than us for the game as far as statistically, but they did a better job of turning turnovers directly into points, and that's because of their shooting percentage. And it didn't matter if it was a layup or a jumper or outside. They were just in rhythm, and give them credit. We really struggled with guarding them. They run their stuff very well, and we just couldn't match them with the baskets on the other end, and that's why they pulled away, and that's why they're one of the premier teams in the country. And but overall, again, I was really pretty pleased with how we played.
Certainly, there were a lot of positives, particularly, you know, if you take a look at it from some individual standpoints. Callie Stanhope, I assume that's a career high for her as she gets into double digits. You know, she comes in at the guard position, offers some great minutes for you. I thought Callie Kaltzman, again, had some great minutes for you. Mandy Jacobs was solid. She took a couple of shots. I couldn't believe it didn't fall. It was just one of those nights, just gorgeous shots. And I was like, oh, man, how did that not go in? Quinn Halverson came in. Those are just some examples. But the starting five, Alira has 15 in the first half. You got some good minutes out of a lot of folks. Again, it was just a question that, in the end, just maybe a little bit too much Falcon.
Yep, they were just better than us. They just played better than us in the second half, and they deserved to win. And, we win or lose, we just move on. And I think playing a team of that quality this early will help us, and hopefully this week we'll come to play and be able to come out on top.
It was interesting as I was seeing some of the girls come out of the locker room after the game. It didn't seem like a team that had just, got beat on their home floor. I mean, I know this is a very competitive basketball team. They want to win every game. But they did seem to have a very positive attitude in terms of the practices this week. And I know it's early, obviously, in that process. But again, it doesn't seem like a team that's particularly down that knows that best just to put this one beside them and move on.
Well, that's my philosophy, that we don't get two up or two down. I mean, we just have a lot of games. There's bigger games down the road. Right now, they really don't mean that much. As you get to the last maybe six or eight of them, and people are trying to jockey into position, we'll see where we are then. Hopefully, we'll still be in the running for some postseason bursts. But my players give everything they got, so I can't go in there and really complain. We just got beat by a better team that night, and we'll regroup, and we hope that we'll be able to come out on top this week against Fairbanks and Western Oregon.
We'll be talking about that coming up in the third part of this Coach's Show, the Yellow Jacket Coach's Show, brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coach's Show coming up next. Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women, Kevin Wooden. Coming up on Wednesday the 14th, Alaska Fairbanks, and then Saturday at 2 o'clock against Western Oregon. That Alaska Fairbanks tip-off time is at 7 o'clock here at Alterowitz. Coach, what sort of things have you been really trying to shore up this weekend that you hope will lead to some success against these, two GNAC teams?
Well, we really can't do too much differently because it's just such a short turnaround. We took Sunday off, and we will, you know, practice briefly on Monday and Tuesday, but it's not like we can reinvent the wheel. We're doing a lot of good things, and we just hope that we compete on defense and that our shots will fall. But Fairbanks is coached by a new coach in Daryl Smith, who will have them very ready. They actually returned quite a few players this year, and we were able to beat them twice last year, but they were very close and competitive games. So on paper, it's going to be a tough challenge for us. And second game's Western Oregon. Greg Bruce has been there. This is either third or fourth year, and each year they've made another step of improvement. I know he really likes his team this year. I think they've already won five or six games, and he does a great job. So we will have our hands full, but that's the way you really like it. And if we play well, I think we'll have the opportunity to win.
And certainly important, too, because following these games, you go on the road. First game is going to be against a very good Central Washington team, and then against Western Washington on January 22nd and the 24th. So you obviously want to go on the road with some momentum.
Yep, that would be the plan. Try to come out on top. But again, it's week to week, and whatever happens, we will wipe the slate clean and try to approach the next ones. But we're happy that this week's at home, and we hope to get, like you said, a little bit of momentum as we head towards the road the following week.
Just a quick question regarding Jen Smith, and I know that there's some issues talking about injuries and things with players, but you said earlier that this wasn't something that was going to be a year-long thing. Is it possible we could see Jen this week?
Yeah, I think it's possible. She's just going to do treatment on Monday, and she's very sore. But as far as the extent of the injury, it's really unknown and just day by day. And I do know if she can play, she has a high pain tolerance, she will be out there. But we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Coach Kevin Wooden, again, congratulations on the nice win over Northwest Nazarene, getting a split to start the season, and best of luck this week.
Thank you, Ken.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. And join us next week for the Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.